I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week's topic is tough tournaments are good for the sport of bass fishing. We just came back from Orange, Texas, which is always a tough event, even for the people that win it. And I'm going to tell you, there's part of me that, you know, you start out that event and the fish are smaller. And you start to think, maybe this isn't the right place to be. But then I realize as the event moves on, how exciting it becomes. I mean, the most exciting tournament I've ever watched in my life as a fan, honestly, I say this over and over again, was the Pittsburgh Classic. The fact that you could go to weigh-in on the final day and know that anybody that made the top 25 could win that event made it very, very exciting. The Sabine River delivers that. You always have a tough, tight tournament. But what I loved about this past tournament is it was an old school bass fishing tournament. I mean, if you don't like forward facing sonar, I mean, we might as well call that the Randy Blockett Invitational, because I'm sure Randy Blockett loved it because you didn't have any forward facing sonar, or very little anyways. But it was like an old school. Guys were catching them on jigs, on spinner baits, on frogs, on poppers. I mean, what's the last time a tournament's been won on a popper? And if we have to go to a tough fishery, which, let's face it, so many people that fish, that's a day of fishing. Not everybody has the days we see Lee Livesey have in Lake Fork. There's days where you don't catch giants. And for pros, it happens too. So I think it's good for the sport of bass fishing. What do you think, Panger?
I 100% agree with you, Dave. I think it's good for the sport of fishing. As a historian of the sport, I wish I was around on the Ohio River when Rick Klun was banging square bills and spinner baits off stumps to catch those smiley. Like, that lives in the legend and the lore. You mentioned that on the Ohio River. And going into this season, you had the Up North tournaments. You had the tournaments that were heavyweights at the beginning. But what was talked about the most? Boy, that Sabine River. In the beginning of June, it's going to be hot. The weights are going to be down. That's going to be who knows how much. Well, you can only fish one half of the side of the. That was the one that was talked about the most. Even if it was talked about how the fishing was going to be the tough, that was the one that talked about how much that was going to separate the guys going into the northern swing from the guys who have the first good half of the year. Plus, the other thing that I like about tough tournaments is it puts an emphasis on execution. And that is key, because these guys are on live with the 10 cameras. They have their sponsors out there, their hooks, their lines, their rods, their reels, hundreds of hours into it. And when you're catching a lot of 4-pounders and you lose a 4-pounder, the execution isn't as important as when you get 1 4-pound bite in 36 hours of tournament competition. And that moves you the difference between going home with a $2,500 check and fishing on the final day for a chance at $100,000. So anytime one hook set can have that much impact on a tournament and the execution can, I think that is a really good tournament. Now, would I like them all like that? Sometimes I like to see the, hey, I'm calling 23 for 24 pounds. But the Sabine River, from what we've seen over the past and some of the previous tournaments, I'm all in on a grinder.
It also, the cool thing that stood out for me at that event, it also bodes better for the veterans. Tough tournaments rattle young anglers. And you can say what you want. You can say, oh, well, that's because they're used to graphs and this and that. And, you know, it's going to go there in the comments. Mm-hmm. It always does. I mean, we can talk about whatever and it goes there. But if you look at it, if you look at Larry Nixon, obviously had a good finish there. Obviously, our tournament winner, Brock Mosley, has been there before. But if you look at it, it's almost like you need to be mentally prepared. Like, you need to go through a couple of those tough ones and realize that I need to just stay away from the doc talk. I need to not get down and out and just focus on making a good event. Because the weird thing is, if people don't catch them in Gunnersville where they're hammering them, mm-hmm. everybody blames themselves. But when you go to a tough fishery and if you don't catch them, it all of a sudden it's, wow, this fishery sucks. Veterans know somebody's going to win $100,000 this week. Somebody's going to walk away with a trophy. I need to strap down, be focused. And not to say that you don't have rookie pros do well in those events, but if you look at who's won the last few of them, I mean, Jason Christie, as veteran as you can get, Brock Mosley, as veteran as you can get at this point. And then you have guys like Larry Nixon having their best finishes of the year. So it is it's the mental thing that I think stands out so much more in that kind of an event.
I agree. I think I need to make a distinction here in my mind, though. There's a difference between putting a tournament on a bad fishery where there are only one or two areas where the fish, the primary population of the fish, live, and then it becomes a grinder and a tough event because you have everybody on top of each other competing for the same fish. A tough tournament to me is the system as a whole is fishing very difficult for quality fish, but you can make decisions to get yourself away from the crowd, to do something different, to spread out where you have top 10s that are coming 20, 30 miles apart. But as a whole, it is fishing tough because of the system, not because everyone is packed into the same couple areas. To me, those tournaments are no bueno. I don't like watching the guys that are going around in circles trying to catch fish that the other guys are missing. I like the ones where you can get off and do your own thing. And we've seen with the winners between Brock, we've seen what Jason Christie's done. We've seen what Greg Hackney's done in the past there. It's been won a mile from the ramp and 60 miles from the ramp. And that is why I think the Sabine is a great grinder tournament that I enjoy watching.
So give me an example of the other, when you're saying a bad fishery, when's the last time you've seen a tournament run on a bad fishery?
I'm thinking more like local stuff, regional stuff too. I don't have one particularly in mind, but I'm just saying, you know, there are those tournaments where you have 80% of the field that are in 10% of the fishery. And that's what makes it tough. And it's because you're on top of people. Now we have seen that in the Sabine a little bit in certain areas, but a fishery where you can spread out and it's still tough to get, like Lay Lake would be an example of a tough fishery that I think fish well. There was a lot on the lower end, but you had a lot of guys that stacked up into certain areas. That's what I like, though. I like a tough tournament, not all of them, but to where you can still make decisions where it's not, boy, I hope my bug hits the fish on the head where the guy 30 yards in front of me pitched 6 inches to the left. To me, that kind of becomes luck and who's the bull in the china shop.
And I think Larry Nixon said it best on stage. He said, man, I won the Bassmaster Classic on the Ohio River. Mm-hmm. This body of water is not tough. Trust me. So tough tournaments, tough pros show up and deliver. Let us know what you guys think. Keep or call. Tough tournaments are good for the sport of bass fishing.